Aufgabe 1a.
Hello and welcome to Current Issues here on Fresh Air. My name is Ron Clover, and today our topic is tattoos. Some people seem to be fascinated by body art, while other people are completely turned off by it. We've asked our listeners to comment on this issue. Rick Pineda, one of the leading tattoo artists in the US, has given us a call. He's won more than a dozen awards in this field and works in the Liquid Tattoo Studio in the Yucca Valley. Here's what Rick has to say.
In the past, when somebody asked what I did for a living, I would tell them that I was a tattoo artist. Typically, the reactions were negative. People assumed that I was somehow a real shady character. This is not the case anymore. I would say that in the last 10 years, tattooing has become mainstream. Sometimes I do the same tattoo 3 times a week. I tell the customer that I've done this tattoo a couple of times already, and the response is, like, cool. So to me, it seems like people are getting tattooed nowadays not to be different and set themselves apart from the crowd, but to be identified as a part of some cool culture.
Our next call comes from careers counsellor Sarah Blake. She has an interesting aspect.
To be successful in a job interview, you've got to look professional. Despite the fact that tattoos are mainstream today, historically, they were associated with criminals and gang members. It's important to be aware of how body art might affect your job prospects and might stand in the way of a successful career. So it might be an idea to hide your tattoo during an interview. On the other hand, if you've concealed your tattoo and are given the job, and you then arrive at work in short sleeves and a visible tattoo of your favorite football club's logo on your forearm, for example, then this could also cause problems, because your boss might wonder, what else was he misleading us about?
Thank you, Sarah. Wayne Yoshioka, a police officer from Hawaii, sent us this email. The Honolulu Police Department motto is integrity, respect, and fairness. But many of us native Hawaiians working on the police force say the new ban on visible tattoos isn't fair because it doesn't respect the religious symbols we identify with. Our police chief, Louis Kialoha, says the new police dress policy establishes uniform standards without any exceptions. We are not allowed to have any visible tattoos, but many officers like me say they would like the police department to respect our freedom to express our cultural heritage as native Hawaiians. Our tattoos identify who we are. Now we have Dr. Elizabeth McBurney, an assistant professor in the Department of Dermatology at New York University School of Medicine, on the line.
I recommend think before you ink, for 2 reasons. On the one hand, there's the health risk. We still don't understand the full extent of the skin's reaction to tattoos. These can range from allergic reaction to tattoo inks, to infections that are caused by needles that haven't been sterilised properly. Other problems, such as pain, swelling, itchy or scaly skin, can also occur. Fortunately, most people who get tattoos don't have serious medical problems. But there are other things people should consider. I've been removing tattoos since the 1990s. Most of the time, I use a laser to do this. This process requires as many as 6 sessions, each session costing hundreds of dollars. It's a lot cheaper to put tattoos on than to take them off.